Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Lynn, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. We are so back. Okay, if you don't know me, you don't need to know me. If you do know me, you know that you're going to need to turn down your volume a little bit. It's going to be another Canadian Shoegaze Hour, and you best bet we're going to start off with some local bands. But first of all, I just wanted to say, yeah, I took a couple months off, but I'm very happy to be back. I missed all my friends at CJSF and ready to play some real shoegaze for you guys. Our first band today is going to be local band Mystery Machine. They're a band from the 90s. They're no longer active. We're going to listen to their song Valley Song from their 1992 album Glazed. They're originally from Chilliwack, and I actually spoke because I was working on this like three-part radio documentary idea. Who knows? It's on the back burner for now. I've got a couple other projects going. But bassist Shane Ward told me that they were essentially one of the only kind of like shoegazy bands in Vancouver in the 90s because the scene was really focused on like punk, grindcore, hardcore, etc. And so that's why they really stood out, and they actually did kind of make a big, I forget what label, I think it was like Network that they were signed to. But yeah, they're probably up there with my favorites. And then after that, we're going to listen to some Hillsboro. Another local favorite. Technically, okay, I think some of them live in Vancouver and then some of them live in Victoria. Not sure how that works, but I call them a Vancouver band. And we're going to listen to Fell from their EP White Trash, kind of like shoegaze emo fusion. And after that, we're going to listen to some Cherry Pick. I love her from her 2024 EP Sorry Place, the song Pretty Thing. She puts on a really good show. I really urge you to go check out. I don't know when her next show is, but after that, we're going to listen to a newer band, Future Cult. They're kind of like grunge gaze, kind of post-punk kind of feel. They just put out an EP a couple months ago called Meet Me Before the Sun Comes Up, and we're going to listen to the song, give me a moment, Drown. Hope you guys enjoy. That was Future Cult with the song Drown off of, what's it called again? Yeah, me Before the Sun Comes Up. I just got a text from my friend Julia. She says, "Hey Lynn, it's Julia. I love public radio. Public radio loves you, Julia." And up next, we're going to be listening to Heathers. So they're a three-piece from Montreal. I don't think they're currently active. I think this song is from 2015 or something like that. From the album Midnight is a Place with the song Eurydice. I will be honest, I know next to nothing about Greek mythology, and so I Googled it, and Google AI summary says Eurydice refers to a figure from Greek mythology, the wife of musician Orpheus, who died from a snake bite and whose husband tried to retrieve her from the underworld using his music. Okay. I don't know what you're going to do with that piece of information, and neither do I, but now you know. And then after that, we're going to be listening to Soft Cult. Here's my bone to pick with Soft Cult. I really don't love some of their stuff that kind of leans more towards like the dream pop end, because it's almost too poppy. But they're kind of like a grunge gaze, dream pop kind of fusion, whatever. But yeah, we're going to listen to Soft Cult with the song, I'm so bad at this, I'm so sorry guys. One of the Pack. I should be more prepared. And yeah, after that we're going to hit up some more Toronto bands.